to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Here.
This is the Board of Education acceptance on the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee for meetings held on October 11th, 12th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, and 30th, 2023. That having the recommendation of the Committee on Special Education, the Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee, the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby accept the recommendations as presented this 20th day of November 2023.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes and the public hearing minutes of the meeting held on October 16, 2023.
I have one this evening from Joan Trivolino, delivered to Amy DeSalvo. Hi, Amy. I think the harvest dance was a success, and I want to let you know how impressed I am at the politeness of all the students from Medill and Kennedy School. Every student said please and thank you at the food table. It was a pleasure to be there. And she wanted to make sure the Board of Education received that. And the whole district needs a huge compliment for raising such fine young citizens.
Comments relative to the agenda? New business, report number one.
This is the co-curricular activities treasury report. No action necessary, just for information. This is the internal claims auditor quarterly report. Again, no action necessary, information discussion only. This is the first review and discussion of personal privacy policy. Back in, I believe, August, I brought to the board something that Syracuse City School District, as well as our own council, recommended, especially when dealing with PII and kids and their personal privacy, that she recommended that we adopt an anti-recording policy while here on school property to protect that. So this is the first read of that. There'll be two additional. This is the final review and adoption of the district Narcan policy. That having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby approve the adoption of the district Narcan policy presented this 20th day of November 2023.
Is there a recommended action?
Second.
This is a sports merger for the 23-24 school year with the Hammond Central School District Boys Varsity Wrestling. That having the approval of Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby approve the sports merger with Hammond Central School District Boys Varsity Wrestling for the 23-24 school year this 20th day of November 2023.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
This is the New York State ELA Math and Science assessment results. There's no action necessary, but I do have some information for you. You initially just got the summary of the information, but I know that document can be a little overwhelming, so we've provided an additional document. I think Rachel put it out on the table for you. So this is the 22-23 results, so the assessments that our students took in the spring. And in this packet, you'll see the percent proficient by grade level, and then performance comparisons, as well as proficiency standings in the BOCES, and then some improvement actions that will address some of the scores. So on the third page, ELA proficiencies, when you look at this page, you'll notice that some of the numbers are, percentages are in green. And what that indicates is that these scores are higher than the BOCES average or right at the BOCES average. So not the highest in the BOCES, but not the lowest in the BOCES, right in that middle range. If it's red, it means it fell below the BOCES average. So in ELA, you can see we did very well, and those proficiency rates really look very good. And these are the proficiency rates that got us off the school improvement list that we had been on. So that helped us a lot. The next page just shows the regional standings. It's important to note, rankings are not really a statistical indicator. They're more of just an idea for us to know how we did in comparison to other schools. The documents that were given do indicate which schools were first, second, third for each particular test. We don't include that information, except to talk to teachers about, hey, do you have a friend that teaches at so-and-so? Might be a good idea for us to go look at their program. So just as a point of reference, you can see our third grade group did very well, as did the sixth and seventh and eighth grade ELA teams. Fifth grade was right in there as well, in the top half. Fourth grade is a tough assessment, so they struggled a little bit, and that's something we'll be addressing when we work with the fourth grade level team. The next page shows the math proficiencies, which this you'll notice is in reverse. There has been a very strong focus on ELA, and it has very much paid off. Now we're starting to take a harder look at math. You'll notice that many of the proficiency rates, although they are very similar to the ELA proficiency rates, are in the red, and that's because regionally students in the North Country score higher on the math assessments typically. So our sixth grade team really rocked it there with their math proficiency. That was our highest proficiency on any of these exams. But other than that, we were below the BOCES average. So you can see in the on the next page the rankings that provide the regional standings. You can see there's a marked difference between how our students score in ELA and how they score in math, which is why we are taking a look at our math program pretty closely this year and evaluating programs to look at what we should move on to, given the New York State modules that we currently utilize as our curriculum are kind of phasing out. The next page just shows the overall regional standings, and we did get congratulated for our overall standings. What they did is they averaged all of the grade levels ranking and then came up with the average ranking and then ranked those. So not, again, not statistically something that we should hang our hat on, but it does help us to know where we're standing and are we improving at a pace similar to the other school districts. So we were fifth for ELA overall, 12th in math, and then a combined ranking of seventh, which is really something to be very proud of. We came up quite a bit from last year. I believe we were 12th with our combined rankings last year. So we were pretty happy about that. Kevin and I did a high five. And then the summary document there is what you were given in your board packet. The thing to note is it sort of summarizes everything for you. But what proficiency actually means is a student scoring a level 3 or a level 4, which would be showing that they have proficiently, or they can proficiently display competency with a learning standard. And just in looking at that last column, you can see lots of green in the top half. That's our ELA scores. And it's indicating above the BOCES as well as the NARIC region, which if you look at the little map on the bottom of that page, NARIC goes from Albany, it's all the dark blue. So that's sort of our information center where our stats are compared to other students in that region. So we have two ways to assess how our students are doing. And sometimes we're above the BOCES, but below the RIC. So just keep just looking at that, the percent points are not far off, typically. But again, you can see in math, the sixth grade team did a really nice job. And then the last column, or the last rows on the bottom, fourth grade was not tested in science this year. The fifth grade will be tested this year, so those fourth graders pick up the exam in fifth grade. And then our eighth grade science scores were slightly below the BOCES average, but interestingly, slightly above the NAERIC average. So that was pretty interesting to see.
Would that be permanent, the fifth grade science test, mm-hmm. instead of fourth grade?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's been interesting, some of those changes, too. They won't have that performance component. They'll have labs they have to do, like for a regions, how you have to do labs to be able to even sit for the exam. That's kind of what they're shifting to with the elementary students. So that this is our first year of that as well.
I like that.
It's interesting. It creates a tracking problem because when kids move in and out of the district, because the labs go from third grade, fourth grade, and then they do two in fifth grade. So if you have children moving in and out of the district, but School Tool is helping with that, and we're working out some solutions for that. So, and then the last page, just I just wanted you to be aware, these are the things that, you know, the quote on the front, stay diagnostic, even when you're taking action. That's our plan. We are relying heavily on data to just sort of track how we're doing. But some of the other things that we have going on is a shift to the science of reading stuff, and you probably have been hearing a lot about that. That's going to make our students better mathematicians as well, because they'll have better reading competencies to support word problems. We're doing skills-based AIS services, something new in the primary grades, where we're flexing kids in and out, and so they're getting very targeted instruction on what they actually need. We, this summer, did curriculum mapping for math across every grade level up to eighth grade. And then that's going to help us to assess our math program, which is one of the actions on here too, a math curriculum review, and looking at what do we move to now that the modules are outdated. Some other things that we're doing are developing thinking classroom practices, which has been really exciting to watch. We have some teachers doing some cool stuff with kids, getting them thinking about problem solving, which if you see the state exam in math, it's all about multiple step problems. And that's very challenging for young students to kind of find their way through it. It's a lot of steps to take. The other thing is we are going to be creating some interim assessments at particular grades, which interim assessments will mirror the state assessment, but will only cover the standards that have been addressed up to that point in the year. And then we'll do another one before the state exam and use the information from those assessments to do some interventions with kids. Hey, I see you had trouble with that standard. Let's sit down and work on that. So it'll allow us to be very specific with each child, because we'll get some data.
Who makes up the interim assessment? Is it a state exam also?
Nope, it's teacher created based on their curriculum maps and pacing guides and how far they've gotten with the standards. But they put it into a platform that you can click a button, and we've had this platform here for several years, Edulastic it's called, and it has old state test questions, things that, you know, or questions that mirror that, and then you just click a button and it will mirror, or they say it'll have the New York State test skin. It'll look just like the state assessment and be on computers as well. So hopefully that'll give students the confidence, and like they'll sit down finally in May and go, oh yeah, this looks like what we've already done three times this year, or two times this year, depending on how many we do. But the teachers are creating those with some guidance from a consultant we have coming in.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Because I think half the time they could get to that point, they've been doing homework and doing things differently, and they get to that point and it's like their mind just goes blank.
Right.
You know,
yep. I mean, it's so foreign to them.
Yeah. I was just looking at results from last year, and they don't. I mean, they do indicate where a child is to a degree, but not really if they panic on that test.
Right. Yep. Exactly. That's just one measure.
Yeah.
So the interims will help us to really assess what they need leading up to the exam, but also just so they're attaining the standards.
Yeah.
You know. I'm excited about it. I'm not sure how excited everybody else is about it, but I am. But the bottom bar there, across the bottom, we talk a lot about psychologically safe learning environments, and that if we don't create those in our classroom, students are not going to achieve, they're not going to be willing to take risks, make mistakes, fail forward, all of those things that we need them to do to be problem solvers. So that's been a big focus that we've had as well. So does anybody have any questions?
I just wanted to say I'm pretty impressed compared to results I've seen over the years. And I was especially impressed with the ELA third grade score, especially with COVID, the history of COVID. That was excellent.
Yep.
And of course, sixth grade math.
Huge
is right. I mean, we're over fractions and all that, the hard stuff.
Fifth grade, we typically do see a dip with math because that's where sort of culminates all those strands of math. Sixth grade is where the new standards start coming in. So typically you'll see a dip in fifth and then they go back up in sixth. So we know to expect that. We just want to make the dip as small as possible.
Just a small dip.
You don't want to end up on a list because of a dip. So.
This is 2023-2024 property tax collections. No action necessary, information only.
Any questions? Report number 8.
This is the 2024-2025 budget development calendar. The having the approval of the superintendent of schools, the budget development calendar for the 2024-2025 school year is hereby approved by the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District this 20th day of November 2023.
Is there a recommended action?
Mrs. Asani?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. DeLong?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Report number 9.
This is a resolution to approve change order 1-04. 2023 capital outlay project, OFA Golden Dome project number 2023-008. That having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve change order 1-04, 2023 capital outlay project, OFA Golden Dome project number 2023-008, presented this 20th day of November 2023.
Is there a recommended action?
Please call. Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
This is a resolution to approve change order 1-05, 2023 capital outlay project, OFA Golden Dome project number 2023-008. That having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the change order 1-05. 2023 capital outlay project, OFA Golden Dome project number 2023-008, presented this 20th day of November 2023.
Is there a recommended action?
Mr. DeLong?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Testa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Report number 11.
This is a resolution to approve change order 4-01, 2023 capital outlay project, OFA Golden Dome project number 2023-008. That having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve change order 4-01, 2023 capital outlay project, OFA Golden Dome project number 2023-008, presented this 20th day of November 2023.
Is there a recommended action?
Aye. Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. DeLong?
Aye.
Report number 12.
This is a resolution to approve change order 01GCAA4-003, 2023 capital outlay project, OFA Golden Dome project number 2023-008. That having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve change order 01GCAA4-003, 2023 capital outlay project, OFA Golden Dome project number 2023-008, presented this 20th day of November 2023.
Is there a recommended action?
Second.
Last one.
Aye.
I'll read this one.
Aye.
Mr. Dunn?
Aye.
Mr. Dunn?
Aye.
Mr.
This is the 13? Yeah. This is the preliminary classifying proposed capital improvement activities as a type 1 action for purposes of the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act and declaring the intent of the Board of Education to act as lead agency. Whereas the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District proposes to undertake capital improvement activities involving the repair, replacement, renovation, rehabilitation, furnishing, alteration, reconstruction, and or construction at the existing John F. Kennedy Elementary School, Grant C. Medill Elementary School, Augsburg Free Academy, and Golden Dome, and the purchase of approximately 28.06 acres of land for purposes of the construction and equipping of a new transportation facility at 5952 State Highway 812, Oswegatchie, New York, and whereas descriptions of the work to be performed at each building and or site are set forth in Exhibit A to this resolution, and whereas the Board desires to comply with the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act as set forth in Article 8 of the New York State Environmental Conservation Law and the requirements of the implementing regulations set forth at 6 Commissioner Regulation Part 617 with respect to the project, and whereas pursuant to the regulations, the Board has considered the project in light of the actions included in the Type 1 list specified in Section 617.4 of the regulations, and in light of the actions included on the Type 2 list specified in Section 617.5 of the regulations, and whereas the Board desires, one, to classify the type of action for which the project qualifies under SEAKER, and to serve as lead agency for the SEAKER review, and three, in furtherance of the foregoing, to provide Part 1 of the EAF to other interested and involved agencies for their review and comment. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Board hereby preliminary classifies the project as a Type 1 action as defined by the regulations. Two, the Board hereby declares its desire to serve as lead agency for the purposes of a coordinated review of the project under SEAKER. And three, the Board hereby authorizes its staff and consultants to complete and forward an official copy of this resolution and Part 1 of the full environmental assessment form to New York State Education Department and any other involved and interested agencies. And four, this resolution shall take effect immediately. The resolution was duly put to a vote and thereupon duly adopted.
Can you read that one more time?
This is a resolution to approve budget transfers. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the budget transfers as per the request for budgetary transfers on this 20th day of November 2023.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Entertain a motion to approve items B1 through B15 of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Please call.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Dosan?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Is there any other business to be brought before the board?
None this evening other than just to say congratulations to our fall sports teams. They had a great fall. It went by very fast. I wish the board, as well as all of our community members, students, faculty, staff, a happy Thanksgiving. Our next Board of Education meeting will be held on Monday, December 4th, 6 p.m., right here in Cafeteria B.
I was wondering, don't we have a musical coming up?
Oh, yes. Musical's coming up the first weekend in December.
Okay, Shrek.
Shrek, the musical.
That should be good. And I also wanted to mention, I think Brooke was very much involved in this, the speakers that came here.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was great. Maybe you could just briefly say what they were here doing. I thought it was great.
The mental health guys, they are a group that came up, and they worked with Lisbon as well as Hammond, and we were right in the middle, so we hosted the evening session with them. But they worked with our 7th and 8th graders during the day the next day and spent the morning talking to them about mental health and just how they're not alone if they're experiencing these things. And then they did some breakout groups where they talked over some really deep questions with individual groups of students and then came all back together. And they're just some young, cool guys that really connected with the kids. And we were junior high students, were a great age for that. So we just jumped on a COSER to have it, to bring them here. And I have a feeling that Hammond and Lisbon are going to want to bring them back for an additional year. So we talked about a plan for phasing them in. But we're, you know, I want to get some feedback from the teachers on whether, you know, they felt that they made an impact or not. But they were great guys and really held the kids' attention.
And I too would like to congratulate the sports teams, in particular volleyball, football. They really made fun. Mm-hmm. And the rest, of course, were very great.
Thank you.
We did that.
Yeah.
So we'll,
I just,
okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh my God.